Welcome to the Empowerment Coach Podcast, episode number 75. It is the 7th of November 2024. I can't quite believe how quickly the weeks are flying in. We are very, very quickly heading towards the big C with the big man coming down the chimney, which can be quite overwhelming for a lot of people. So I hope we're well. I hope we've had a good week. What's been going on this week for me? Like, to think, I actually have to try and like remember what has been going on. So obviously it was Halloween. It was super fun last week, and I've now got I'm back in one of the schools, which is amazing. I'm heading back in there tomorrow. A school that I worked in pretty much most of the year last year. I had my coaches run an event every quarter of the year, so we had an in-person event which was strength training, a little bit of mindset stuff, a little bit of training knowledge, and a strength session, which it just goes to show when you're surrounded by those people, you absolutely level up. So there was some personal best definitely smashed in on Saturday, and then we went for some food, which was lovely as well. Other than that, being mum, being a businesswoman, lots of content, lots of training, and tomorrow, not tomorrow, Saturday, myself and one of my best friends are heading off to Brussels, and this was her gift from me for her 40s, one of those like voucher mystery this is where you're going thing. So we're off to Brussels, which will be super exciting. And to be honest with you, there's so much going on just now that I'm like, it's not the right time, quote unquote, not the right time, but I'm also very aware that it's probably exactly what I need to kind of go and explore, be in a different environment, go see a different culture, take a bit of time out. And this is what I'm going to talk about is time today, is that I just put a post out today actually about, was it today or yesterday, I can't remember, about time and about how waiting for the perfect time, you are waiting forever. So if you're looking at transforming any part of your life, be that physique, be that spiritually, be that mentally, be that in career, be that in relationships, there is never a right time and there is never a perfect time. And I think hindsight's a wonderful thing, because you can say a lot of things in hindsight, but you don't know what you don't know. But if you are holding off for quote unquote the right time, you could be holding off forever. It's an excuse that you're making. Now there's a reason for that. It might be a fear of something, it might be a fear of change, it might be a fear of failing, it might be a fear of judgment, it might be a fear of the unknown. There's so many different aspects of that can be uncovered and recognized. And I think when you can actually highlight and have the self-awareness to be like, actually, I'm bullshitting myself here, I'm just scared. For the most part, most of our excuse making all boils down to some sort of a fear. Fear of not being enough, fear of not getting it right, fear of, there's so many aspects of it. And so many people I'm speaking to, and I absolutely get it, there's a lot going on in the end of the year, but so many people I'm speaking to are like, oh, in January. And it's funny how it's always the turn of the year when that new improved version of you is going to come in. But what are you waiting for? Why wait to January when you could be 6 weeks ahead of where you are right now? There is no better investment than the one in yourself, and that's, be that in financially, be that in time, be that in any aspect of investment, because the sooner you can step on that path, the better. And that path is not linear. It's really, really important to make it really transparent that you do not step into a journey of self-discovery or personal development or healing, and it is just like you're like step walking upstairs or running up a hill. There is bumps in the road, there is big drops, there is like slow inclines, and recognize that all of that is okay, and it's absolutely normal. It's normal to have all these things. It's like that whole thing where you don't get too high with the highs or too low with the lows. like recognize that these things are going to happen. You don't want them to completely spiral you off course. Equally, you don't want to be too hard on yourself because you need to have a little bit of compassion. It's finding that balance between compassion and real discipline when it comes to transformation and growth and healing. It's really, really important to recognize that everybody's path is different. Everybody looks different. Everybody's healing journey or growth journey looks different. And what's right for one person is wrong for another, and what's wrong for one person is right for another. And there's no one size fits all. Everybody's journey is so unique to them and their own path. And but what I do know is that working on yourself and deciding and making a conscious decision to be like, I know I deserve more. I know that I deserve the most incredible love. I know that I deserve the most incredible relationships. I know that I deserve the most incredible career. I know that I deserve the most incredible life. And it's really, really important to recognize that it's not too late. So I feel like some people totally write themselves off and be like, well, I'm in my whatever. What's the point in starting in November because it's nearly Christmas? I may as well wait to January. Like, I'll start on this day, or I'll start, just start, just actually start improving yourself. Now, that is 1% every day, literally 1% every day. Most of the time, when I do any speaking webinars or seminars, a lot of it is like allowing people to recognize that. Zoom out, like, don't see the 6 weeks, see the 1 year, see the 365 days, where if you improved yourself by 1% every single day, like, see the magnitude of that in a year's time, rather than being so kind of tunnel visioned in the short term gratification or the short term results. Because the ones that have longevity are the ones that take time, because you've allowed yourself time to build the trust. You've allowed yourself time to build the habits and behaviors and mental strength and physical strength and resilience and all these beautiful things. Because also recognize that any behaviors or habits or anything that you have that has been ingrained in you, it has been ingrained in you for X amount of years. So that might be 30 years, that might be 40 years, that might be 50 years. So it's going to take time to unravel that and unpick that. And then relearn all the stuff that's actually going to serve you, all the stuff that's actually going to light you up, all the stuff that's actually going to allow you to grow. So keep going, no matter how you feel, no matter how stuck you feel. There's no bad things. It doesn't matter how bad things feel. Things are ever evolving. Like, sometimes you'll, like, with every cloud there is sunshine, with every sunshine there is cloud. It's the same thing as, don't get too high with the highs or low with the lows. Recognize that with every really bad time, there's light at the end of the tunnel. And then with every amazing time, there's going to come those other times that you're not feeling yourself, or something horrific's happened, or you've been dealt a wee bit of a blow, or there's so many different things that we could rhyme off that could potentially happen. But you're potentially ruining your right now by worrying about what's going to come in future. I put up a post today that was about settling. And I'm just going to read a couple of questions that I'd put in this. And it's something that I recognize that I'd done for such a long period of my adult life, like such a long period. And it's something that I never will do ever again. I settled for a huge part of my adult life. I probably settled for a huge part of my younger self life as well. And sometimes we settle without even realizing it. So whether that's been relationships or careers or how we just treat ourselves, but we almost like convince ourselves that this is good enough, or it could be worse, we could be much worse off. And although that may be true, sometimes there's like a deep, deep knowing that actually, you know that you're capable of more and that you deserve more. So I want you to ask yourself and write this down, because when you write things down, it'll make you more accountable to what you're saying and what you're thinking. Are you truly fulfilled, or are you just comfortable? Number two, are you choosing what genuinely brings you joy, or are you just avoiding change? And number three, are you honoring your needs and dreams, or are you just making do? Because your healing, excuse me, your healing begins the moment you decide that you're not going to settle. You are worthy of all of the most incredible things, be that love, be that life, be that purpose, and everything that comes with it. Like, you don't need to settle for just good enough when you can be extraordinary. Like, there's a whole thing that extraordinary is like extraordinary. It's like being at that 1%, being that next level, being that like new version of you. But that's with valuing yourself, and then your life will transform. Because genuinely, when I look back at a lot of the things that I accepted and allowed and even behaved like in myself as well, but be that standards, boundaries, all that jazz, all boiled down to an unworthiness, all boiled down to an unworthiness and a fear of not being good enough. And when you can start to unpick that, and when you can start to like both unpick it, but at the same time grow it. And when I say grow it, I mean like recognize that you are good enough, and that takes those courageous steps into being that better version of yourself, building your trust over a period of time, like recognizing the courage and the confidence that comes with the stepping into these things that are a bit different, a bit uncomfortable, a bit like out there, maybe a bit like unsettling, but unsettling in a way that's going to grow you. And that's what's really, really important. So I want you to recognize, bring it all the way back to what I was talking about at the very beginning. Time is passing anyway. So zoom out in 365 days, which is a year from now. So on the 7th of November, 2025, who do you want to be? Because it's the actions you take now that will get you to who that person is. I hope this served you well. If you need any help, guidance, coaching, please do reach out. I am always open to having a chat and listening and guiding and making as much impact as I possibly can. Have a great day, great week, great whatever you're up to, and I will speak to you again soon. Have a magical, magical day. Bye.